This is Venture Perspectives, the Scale Venture Partners podcast. Venture Perspectives explores the world of venture capital, showcasing diverse voices and insights from a premier venture firm active in technology and healthcare investing.
That's why we went into the deal. We think wet AMD is a huge market. We think the current therapies out there, while they address the condition, they don't do it very efficiently, and we think this has a great hope to be standard of care in the future.
It's August 2009, and Mark Brooks, who's managing director of Scale Venture Partners and leads their investments in healthcare services and medical devices, is speaking about one of his recent successes. I'm Jennifer Jones, and I asked Mark to tell me more about the last 12 months.
The biggest thing that's happened is we have a new addition to our portfolio. We led one of the largest life science investments of the year that's been announced, $42 million to be invested in a company called Araya Therapeutics, and we're very excited about it. It's an area that we've been studying for a long time. The company has a technology that addresses a disease called wet AMD. AMD stands for Advanced Macular Degeneration. And what they do is they have a device that delivers very targeted radiation into the eye. If you think about it, they send these collimated beams at what would be like 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 8 o'clock into your eye, and they target the macula. And by targeting the macula with this radiation, what they're able to do is to control some of the effects of advanced macular degeneration. And what happens in that disease is you grow unwanted vessels into your macula, and those vessels eventually leak and cause blindness. So you're trying to figure out ways to target those vessels and keep that unwanted growth from happening. And we thought the technology was just really, really interesting from a number of perspectives. We're looking for, obviously, medical innovation, but in this day and age, we're looking for medical innovation that saves costs, makes it easier for patients to receive the therapy.
Obviously, Mark's excited about Araya Therapeutics, but last January he had a major exit with his company, IPC, so I asked him to tell me more about that.
It's a healthcare service company that is the largest provider of hospitalists, and if that's a physician, it specializes in care in the hospital. They don't have an outpatient practice, that's all they do. So if you went in for some kind of a procedure and stayed in the hospital for 3 days or 4 days post-procedure, these would be the physicians that come look after you. And their specialty is really just dealing in acute situations and knowing how to, you know, get you in and out of the right places within the hospital. And it's been shown that this type of care, when you're looked after by hospitalist specialists, reduces the length of stay in the hospital, significantly reduces your readmission rates, goes right down the middle of what we're looking for today. We're looking for people that, or projects that improve the delivery of care and do it in a more cost-efficient manner, and clearly by getting people out of the hospital, which is the most expensive place to have care delivered to you, and making sure they don't come back as often, you know, that addresses some of the issues that the healthcare system has. A lot of our other companies really, from a milestone perspective, are really zooming along as well. One of them, a company called Alimera, is going after another back-of-the-eye disease. I think I started this conversation by talking about this new investment that we did called Araya, which is going after a back-of-the-eye disease called wet AMD. Alimera goes after a back-of-the-eye disease called diabetic edema, and that's a condition obviously suffered by diabetics, which also causes blindness. And it's the same trick as how do you get whatever you're going to treat them with to the back of the eye. And this company developed a little implant that gets placed in the back of the eye that elutes a steroid called fluocinolone over a 2 to 3 year period. And you only have to put it in once. So you put it in, and then the patient doesn't have to come back and visit their doctor. And the drug then gets delivered on a chronic basis over this long period of time. Obviously has huge benefits with respect to you know, patient convenience and compliance. Everything looks like it's going fantastic. So we're very proud of you know, how quickly that company was able to enroll its trial, and we think we're going to have a great outcome there.
Given all these successes in these recessionary times, it's no wonder Mark Brooks is smiling about his portfolio. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more in the future. Until then, to the audience of Venture Perspectives, thank you for listening.